Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Saints get a 24-20 victory over the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. Week 14 action. The black and gold improving now to 3-10 on the season. Here on The Point After with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Man, it started out with a bang, Bobby, and the end, they ended up finishing with that bang as well. Victory for this team. Definitely a sloppy, hard-fought mess today.
Yeah, listen, you might say, well, look at Tampa Bay. Oh, they're going to run away with the NFC South. And how many times you hear me say this? This is pros versus pros. I mean, are you going to come to play? Do you take advantage of opportunities, mistakes? So I thought 8.5 points, that was way too much. You know, when you look at the point spread, the Saints not only covered, they won the game by 4. And they could have won the game by even more, because you know I always tell you, I look at that penalty situation.
Right.
When you have 10 penalties or 9 penalties or more, or around 100 yards, that's like giving up a touchdown. And then you throw in there, we missed a field goal. I mean, look at Smith. You got to make that field goal. It was straight, and he barely missed it, but you missed
just
it.
Yes, left.
Yeah, you have to make that. So, I don't know. This could have been, keep it fair, like a 30-20, a double-digit win for the Saints. I really thought the Bucs are trending in the wrong direction. They were hot at the beginning of the season, winning those close games and not winning them. Carolina's nipping at their heels. They didn't even have to play, and now they have the same record as Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay and Carolina still got to play twice. So that'll be interesting. Now, we're not in the playoff picture, but that'll be interesting to see how that ends up closing out. But that's the way you start a game. 54-yard return. You got great field position. You're already in enemy territory, plus 45-yard line. I thought we could have maybe scored in the first play. Shucked to Olave, deep pass. I don't know. Olave looked like he misjudged it. I thought that was a good pass. But I liked the play call that time, being aggressive and trying to take the top off the defense. Now, I thought maybe at times, even though it was raining, we could have attacked the middle of the defense more in the passing game. We did that at least, especially in the first half, at least 3, if not 4 times. But Chuck hits Valet, plus 16, a big gain. And, again, he was targeted the same amount of times with Chris Olave. They both were targeted 5 times, both had 3 catches. Valet had a long gain of 16 yards. Chris Olave had a 12-yard gain. Now, the one that was perfect with his targets, and I think that Chuck will get more confident with him now if he just catch it and don't fumble, was Juwan Johnson. Juwan Johnson, 4 targets, 4 catches. You know, right at a 10-yard average, had a long gain of 12. I think you could see him having consistent gains, at least like 60 to 80 yards. I would say even more than that, being targeted more as they're going to grow in their relationship. So that's really going to be the receivers I think Shuck will try and utilize. But you look at that we go down the field, and on that drive, we go 6 plays, 45 yards to make it 7-0. Shuck hits Juwan Johnson on a 12-yard gain. And then he also, that was more to come later in the game, Shuck made a nice run. RPO type play for plus 11. And Shuck can run. And again, I say, what college quarterback out there is better than Tyler Shuck? There isn't any that'll give a chance the Saints a chance to win. Now we have if Shuck has the right supporting cast, I'm telling you, this could be, I don't know, winning a championship. You want to win a championship, but be a winning team going into postseason. I truly believe that. Now you might say, well, Bobby, Tyler Shuck only had 144 yards thrown. He was 13 to 20. You have to look at the conditions. Now he threw an interception, a miscommunication between him and Chris Olave. All I know, the ball was out of his hands, and Chris Olave stopped. Like, he thought he was running a stop route instead of a go route. I've seen Chris Olave has miscommunication with Derek Carr. Oh, Bobby, you just taking up for the quarterback. No, I'm not. I know who knows what the hell they're doing almost 100% of the time. And as a quarterback, I'm telling you, you might think I'm just, if you had to tell me, okay, let's go with the percentages. Who, a miscommunication, well, who didn't do the right thing on that play? You'd be crazy if it's not 90%. None's never 100%. 90%, no, Chris Olave screwed up. Instead, now Tyler Shuck might fall on the sword. So, oh yeah, it was me. And I'll tell you, behind the scenes, it's not. But, you know, just to try and keep the peace. And all that when that comes about. But you look at Shuck, like, only 13 of 20. Baker Mayfield was 14 of 30. Only 144 yards. Baker Mayfield only threw 122. And he was midway point of the season, MVP candidate in the whole NFL. Now, both of them have nothing to write home about a quarterback rating. Baker was at 55. Shuck was at 65. And Baker made plays with his feet. He always makes plays with his feet. You know, he averaged 7 yards a carry. Tyler Shuck averaged 8. You know, Baker Mayfield had 42 yards rushing on 6 attempts. Shuck had 55 yards on 7 attempts. And that long gain of 34. He had 2 highlight runs, I'm telling you. When he got out the pocket, that's like, how did he not get sacked? That's like a magician, you know, not to get sacked. And then the one before that, then he showed his speed. His top-end speed, he was hitting and getting it. And you look at those conditions. So, no, Tyler Shuck played winning football today to lead this team to victory. And they got off to a fast start, like I said, 7-0. And, you know, I wish we could have responded better and not let Tampa Bay come out. You know, we had a chance maybe to force a 3-and-out, but you remember it was 3rd-and-5. Chase Young jumps off sides. So we gave him a first down, and then the rest is kind of history because then they made a 31 with Bucky Irving plus 3. Then they ran a screen play. Well, I should say before that, big chunk play with Chris Godwin plus 21, which was actually, besides the Bucky Irving screen, which they happened on very close together, that was their 2 big chunk plays or splash plays, that Chris Godwin 21-yard reception, and then the 24-yard, Bucky Irving, the 24-yard screen play that, again, Alante Taylor, I don't know, you can't get juke, because if you don't make the tackle, then it's almost to the house, and that's what ended up happening, screen play, 24-yard touchdown, as they go 7 plays, 67 yards to tie the game up 7-7. Now, but I got to give Alante Taylor credit. He didn't just quit. He bounced back, and he came up with his 2nd interception on the year. He ended up with 2 tackles, but an interception and 2 passes defended. I know it hits your hands, you got to catch it. So good for Alante Taylor coming up big on that occasion. Now, there was a scenario at the beginning of the game in the first half. Back-to-back, we had 3rd-and-5 to get off the field, and then we had penalties that sustained the drive. Remember, now on offense, the next time we got the ball, even though we scored 7 points, we went 3-and-out. And then we, Vita Vey ended up getting a sack. We still can't block Vita Vey. You know, we're trying to block him. It's like, no, he's always, he can make the Pro Football Hall of Fame playing against the Saints, Vita Vey. Because there's a guy, interior guy, you don't think is going to get sacks. Well, he seems, he always gets a sack. He had a sack, quarterback hurry, and 2 tackles for a loss. Yeah, he is definitely a load. Well, the next time we went 3-and-out, Vita Vey ended up getting a sack, minus 7. But then we went on defense. We had it on 3rd-and-5, and that's when, remember, Quincy Riley was a little too quick, penalty, interference. And he's right there to make the play, and then we would have intercepted. Remember, Sanker intercepted, but it doesn't count. because obviously the ball's batted up in the air because Quincy Riley was there a little too early. So actually, we got off to a great start. It wasn't like, oh, we finally scored in the first quarter. We're not chasing points. So that was a positive. I didn't know if we were going to win the game, but I said at least we got off to a fast start in the first quarter. Now, looking on third down, this is great. We've been outstanding on third down. And then I got even throwing fourth down. What were they doing? They were going far way too many times on fourth down. They were like 2 of 7 on fourth down. That's what are you doing? Like, they say, I'll look at the numbers. They say to go for it, whatever. Well, the Saints were stopping them. We were great, outstanding on third and fourth down. They were 3 of 13, 23%. They were 2 of 7, 29. They were 25%. They were 5 of 20 on third and fourth down. And we don't lose the turnover battle. Hell yeah, we should win. And that's what ended up happening. But I was kind of worried because we were minus one in the turnover. I said, we got to be on the. Remember I told you, Steve, in the pregame, either we got to be even zero or plus one, plus two. We can't be minus one, minus two. At the beginning, we started out, we're minus one. And I go, here we go. But we ended up a zero margin because Alante Taylor got the interception. So we're back to even. So we're still minus five for the season. But that was a big thing that happened. Now, might say, well, Bob, we did good on third. No, we didn't do great. It was like very good. If we'd have been 6 of 11, that would have said great. But we were very good. We were 5 and 11, 45%. You know, you want to be 48.5, 50% or more. On third down offense. Red zone, again, very good. We went 100% perfect. But if we do this every game, 2 or 3, 67%, that is winning football. And that's getting touchdowns, not settling for field goals. Now, this is how I need the quarterback comes into play because we do have those options with Tyler Shuck. This is how we need Kellen Moore to call a game as far as rushing attempts. And we did have a great average. We ran the ball 32 times. Quarterback runs do count. Remember I told you between 22, 32. Now, if you get more, that means you have a lead. You might be trying to milk the clock. But 32 carries, 139 yards, 4.3 average. I'd take that every week. Because we've been averaging about 3.5, 3.8. So that was outstanding. Now, this needs to be better defensively. We gave up 179 yards rushing. They ran the ball 39 times because of conditions. 4.6 yard average. But what happened, we were doing pretty damn good. But what needs to be better, it was this one damn drive. I don't know if we can't handle prosperity. In the third quarter, we come back. We go three plays, 47 yards. And Tyler Shuck, the 34-yard run. Guess what? That's the longest run of the season. Plus 34 yards. Remember? When Taysom Hill, was that against Carolina? He had the
I think
plus,
against the Rams.
Was the Rams the plus 29-yard run? No, I think it was more. Look that
I'll
up.
Double check, yeah.
Yeah, when we had the plus 29-yard run was the longest we had whenever that was. Tell me the game, Charlie. Plus 29, to me, that was a chunk splash run, but you didn't have, like, a bunch of them.
Right.
But we finally have him by the quarterback. Longest run of the season, plus 34. Also, his first rushing touchdown of the season. And it happened after the Alante Taylor interception. So now turnover margin's even. So we're playing complimentary football. Here, everybody's helping out each other. And we're on a roll. And we now got the lead to set the tone in the third quarter, 14-10.
It was against the Rams.
It was against the Rams. So you see that then now well, I guess I don't consider Taysom a quarterback. Yeah, anyway, you know, he's a utility player. But here's Tyler Shuck with the 34-yard run, supposed to take the lead 14-10. I bring that up because this one was so discouraging. Okay, we got the momentum. On the next drive, we got manhandled.
Right.
And that one drive, that's what can't happen. You know, we take the lead 14-10. And they had, like, chunk runs. I'm looking at this like, man, are we going to stop them? What was the game we gave up these kind of runs? I'm trying to think. It was like, it might have been against the Rams, somebody. But all of a sudden, you look at these runs we've given up. Plus 11, plus 7, plus 5.
Don't like that.
Plus 13. Well, all of a sudden, they go 65 yards, 7 plays to take the lead 17-14. So those are the kind of things you have to – so you're not giving up the momentum, the ebb and flow.
Hold on. Let's pause 10 seconds right now, Bobby. Let stations identify themselves right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
All right, yeah. Picking it back up now, Cajun King.
Yeah, now, about Kroger, our grocery store, man. You know, Kroger, shopping at Kroger's, whatever. Now we don't have Kroger. That in Louisiana. Yeah, I think the headquarters in Cincinnati or something. A lot of those in the ATL, Kroger's. But Kroger, what was outstanding 2 weeks in a row, let me tell you what he did. His net. This is winning net punting. More than the first down. We had a 44 net. The Bucks had a 31 net. Anytime you have the 10-yard differential, that's outstanding. And so he went in the 30s, back-to-back games. So good job, Kroger, punting the football, you know, two games in a row. I talked about the penalties. You can't have 10 penalties, 82 yards, you know, nine or more, around 100 yards, like giving up a touchdown and making your field goals could have been the difference in the game when it's all said and done. Now, when you look at the Bucks, like Chris Godwin, he's been a Saints killer. He's had outstanding games, or I should say particularly the game that when he played against the Saints, that was he was hurt this year. But when you look at what he was able to do the last time he had played the Saints, well he didn't do that this time. And I was kind of worried because he had 11 receptions, 125 yards, and two touchdowns. And that was middle of October 2024, so last season. But I always have a lot of respect for him. And they targeted him. Egbuka, he had 9 targets. Godwin had 8. But he had 5 catches for 55 yards, a long gain of 21. But Egbuka, Ohio State receiver, 9 targets, only 2 receptions. You know how he was the hot receiver at the beginning of the year? He didn't do nothing today.
Had a wide-open touchdown,
too. A wide-open touchdown that he dropped. Right now, the throw was a little high, but
got to make that.
Yeah, you have to make that catch. So, you know, looking at what occurred with the players who's supposed to be making plays, I thought overall we did a good job with Chris Godwin. Bucky Irvin, I thought overall we were able to stop him. Now, he had a long gain of 32, but he only averaged 3.7. It was the other running backs like White, Rashid White, And Tucker, you know, White averaged 4.8 and almost 5 yards a carry, and Tucker 4.1. So, you know, they could do it by committee. And, you know, we got Estime and Hull. Now they end up with 4 carries, you know, for 15 yards. But it's really Devin Neal's going to be our workhorse. And I think you're going to see him having 15 to 20 attempts a game. That we're going to try and hit that 30-yard along. Shuck's going to still run. And then you taste them and how they're going to mix them in there. But I think Devin Neal is going to grow and end up playing with more and more confidence. And that's what we need, because Alvin Kamara, I'd be surprised if he comes back this year. You know, and he might be playing in a different uniform next year. So, you know, Kendre Miller, gone Pecan, you know, out of sight, out of mind. So, Devin Neal, a great opportunity for you to get something done. Now, I thought we would have sacked Baker Mayfield. Now, we had a chance at least 2 or 3 times. We came up with 0 sacks. I don't know if we've had any game where we haven't had at least 1 sack. Now, we haven't been sacking the quarterback this year. You know, I always say to be amongst the best, you got to be high 40s or low 50s. I think coming in the game, I want to say where we at, like 27 sacks? I mean, it's not the. Yeah, let me see. Like we got 20. We stuck on 27 sacks. That ain't good. No, you want the quarterback hurries, quarterback hits, and all that, but you still got to get the quarterback on the ground with the sack. So, and you know, Shuck was in the sack it 3 times, but I thought that whether it be Cam Jordan or Chase Young, because Tristan Wirfs, they're outstanding all-pro tackle, didn't even play. Chase Young, I know, had 1 sack opportunity for sure, 1 if not 2 to get Baker Mayfield when he could, and he didn't get him. Well, one time for sure, I go, man, you just got to make that play. And he was not able to come up with the play then. Now, you know the one I got to give props to? Because if you're a pro, next man up. All of a sudden, Richards. Not only do we not have Fuaga at right tackle, so we got to see Richards. He's out the game. I got to give props to William Sherman.
Good old Bill.
Old Bill Sherman. He's going to march on Atlanta, you know.
That's what I thought. I was like, why does this name sound familiar to me?
Yeah, he's a pretty famous general. So here's a guy who's coming off the practice squad. I want to say he was more left tackle than right tackle, but the more you could do, he was a 6th-round selection of the Patriots back in 2021, and he played sparingly in his 5 NFL seasons. And, you know, he appeared in a couple of games with the Saints this season, playing 2 offensive snaps and 7 special team snaps. That was against Atlanta and Carolina. But, well, he had to come in a significant part of the game, and you ain't calling his name, so he was hanging. So good old Bill Sherman, you know, stepping up big time, given the opportunity. Because something like that's a lot easier said than done. Well, if you want to be a pro and you want to last, those are the kind of things you got to do, because everyone looks at that film. Oh, look what he did with the Saints when he came in an emergency. He really kind of, you know, bailed them out. Because you have limited amount of people who are activated and who's actually going to play. That's why that was so significant. Talked about Alante Taylor having his 2nd interception on the season. I thought that was outstanding. I thought still the runs by Shuck and Tyler Shuck plus 34-yard touchdown run. We went 3 plays, 47, longest run of the season, like I'd said before.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
And looking at now, what occurred, and I still don't know, is two place by the officials. I mean, that crew, how are they going to be graded? I don't know. And I'm asking Coach Moore a couple of these questions on the coaching show at the second guess at the Silver Slipper. It was 3rd and 2, and we got the first down. Estime is in there. He got plus 2. He got it by, it looked like a yard, for sure a half a yard, a three quarters of a yard. And I'm like, okay, you're trying to go up-tempo, but you have to challenge that spot. That's a first down easy. I don't know, was the official from the suburbs of St. Petersburg or Tampa something? That was like, come on. You want Tampa to not have no stress in the NFC South? You got to challenge that spot. I thought Coach Moore, or he should have someone in his ear. I mean, even what I saw, I don't care. You don't have to look at a bunch of replays. I would challenge that spot, how significant it was at the time. The reason why I say that, because now, I was like, remember 4th and 1, Chuck hit Olave plus 3. And I was like, whoa. And then Cesar Ruiz kind of, it was a penalty on him. He was downfield. But he probably thought Chuck was running, and we ended up having 4th down. So we ended up kicking a field goal, but because we was 4th down. If we'd had a 1st down, maybe we'd get a touchdown on that drive, and we not only just tie the score, but we take the lead there instead of making it 17-17. Because that was a long drive. We went 11 plays, 53 yards. Smith kicked a 30-yard field goal. Now, to me, that the 4th down stops are significant when they were occurring, and you got to give our defense a lot of credit.
Massive, for sure.
And it was at 4th and 3. Look what I wrote down in my notes. I go, Mayfield incomplete to Chris Godwin. You know, I'm a big Chris Godwin fan. I go, big hit by Kool-Aid. And I wrote, that was a Kool-Aid hit, not a sugar water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a Kool-Aid. That wasn't no sugar water there. So big play by Kool-Aid coming up on that particular 4th down. Now, to me, it was 3rd and 8. We get the ball because we stopped them. Great field position, you know, when they were being aggressive. And that 3rd and 8, that's when Chuck to Neal plus 14. I don't know. Still don't know how Chuck didn't get sacked. He avoided sack at least three defenders. He was Houdini. He was a magician. So only a 13-yard touchdown. But to me, that was awesome. That's when your teammates will watch that film and believe in you. Like, whoa. And, you know, and we want to be led by Tyler Shuck. Just by having that type of play and the significance in the game, because now we're up 24-17. You know, we go 9 plays, 53 yards to take the lead. Now, no, they had a chance at the tie, like you said, but we've had a lot of bad luck. They drop a touchdown pass. Quincy Riley got double moved, and he wasn't even close. But then, you know, they had to settle for a field goal because of the down and distance. They still couldn't be so aggressive on 4th down to make it 24-20. You know who dropped a couple of balls today? Was he not seeing the ball? Taysom Hill. You know, I'm trying to get Taysom his 30-something catches so he can be in that special club, you know, right. NFL history. He dropped a couple of balls. But then at the end of the game, I mean, it was right above. We'll have some fans call in and break it down exactly. But there was a difference, I know, on the clock. You look right for the two-minute warning. I mean, we got tackled in bounds. Why did the clock stop? To me, it was a difference. Could have ran the clock for at least 24 seconds, like giving Tampa Bay an extra timeout.
It was very shady.
Again, someone has to help out Kellen Moore with that. I mean, how? No, the time's not right. Stop the game or whatever, because that could be the difference of winning or losing the game, especially the way Baker Mayfield plays at the end. I go, we cannot lose that game. If that happens because of that, I was like, come on. Clock management, Kellen Moore. It was the third and forever. What was that? I'm trying to think the down and distance. I know, I agree with Deuce 100%. Clock management, why aren't we running the ball? No, why are we passing? I think we got 3 seconds off the clock then. That was a total screw up. So that's another question that I'm going to challenge Kellen Moore with. I mean, to me, you could break it down, and I would say when you look at the time and how you can milk the clock, you definitely have to run the ball in that regard. But again, our defense kept coming up big time, and it was fitting. As we're going to go to the break and have to listen to the callers, what's going to be fitting is how the damn game basically ends. They going for it on fourth down. Have you ever seen a team go for like 7 fourth downs in a game under those conditions? Not like they dominated us that one drive. Okay, I give them that. Were they that hard-headed? Because you look at down, yes. But it was 4th and 4 and a minute 27, a lot of time left. You know, considering Baker Mayfield and all his comebacks, but they only gained +3. I said, they better not spot that ball to get him a first down. You know, it was kind of close, but look where the ball was.
Yep.
So they couldn't give it to him. So that was a great way to end the game where the offense gets the ball and you're getting that formation, the win the game. You know, victory formation, it's unbelievable because you know for sure you're going to win then. And it was all because of that fourth down stop. No, a very unusual game. But it just goes to show you. Isn't Tampa Bay amongst the best? This is like a good sample size, at least the season halfway through. Isn't the Bucs one of the best teams in the NFC? If you were talking about the Eagles, you were talking about the Bucs, the Rams, the Lions, the Packers, then the up-and-coming Bears. So they were in the top 5 or 6, right? I mean, the Saints deserve to win today in Tampa Bay. Again, though, we've always played good in Tampa. One of the most unusual games in football history, definitely Saints history, was when Dennis Allen was the interim head coach and the great Tom Brady, we beat him 9-0.
They got nothing.
Well, wasn't that a primetime game? I'm almost sure it was that night, if I can recall. I don't know if it was Sunday or Monday night. But, Steve, Vegas, nobody got that right. 9-0, and it was at Tampa. We've always played the Buccaneers good in Tampa. Not so much at home here. You know, we played them good here, but because we beat Tampa Bay more than any other team when you look at the big sample size. But, that did not surprise me. That's why I just based this on, okay, let me see. Before we go to the break. I have to look. You know what I base this on? This is my logic why I'm taking the Saints in 8.5 points. Because now it's damn true, and we won by 4. More than now, the sample size, you're talking about like 67 games, okay? More than half the games have been decided by 7 points or less. And we won by 4. Now, you know, I said, and we get an 8.5? So I'm just kind of playing the percentages. And what we've done, as of late, now not immediate late, but you know, since 2009, we've now won 12 of 17 games against the Bucs. That's pretty dominating. You know, it all started with Sean Payton and Drew Brees in the Super Bowl, world champs.
Not just in Tampa, all time?
All time. Since 2009, okay. We won 12 of 17. And then you look, all time record in Tampa, we now have 20 wins and 12 losses. We've played well in Tampa. We have, and we're going to play well again next year. I'm going to tell you, Tampa has no home field advantage. I don't care if they're shooting off the cannons and the ship and all that. That does not intimidate the Saints
in
Tampa.
We've taken over the ship.
Yeah, we've taken over the ship. Now, we just need to take over the dome again, and next Sunday give the crowd something to cheer for when Carolina comes to town. We need to rain on their parade because they're now tied with the Bucs. You know, so, I mean, there was some fans might say, oh, Bobby, we just keep going the opposite way. We won't be able to pick in the top three. Again, I tell you, players compete and they fight because they fight for their livelihood and their job, anything they put out on film. So I want to see us play well against Carolina, not go on a roller coaster. You know, we whipped Carolina and Carolina, right?
Went into the bye week on a high.
And then what we did after the bye, we played terrible against Atlanta in the Dome, right? Oh, beat Tampa in Tampa. Now, I don't want us to come back in the Dome
and
play terrible against Carolina. That's what you don't want. That's when you get frustrated. It's like, I'm done. You know, you're over it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.